one of our listeners, our very sharp listeners, who maybe needs a hug, brings us back to the big story of the week and the confusing irony of the message coming out of the White House right now regarding Syria. On Facebook, Toria says, so all of a sudden, Trump cares about the Syrian people because 70 died by chemical warfare. He wouldn't have let them in the U.S. anyways. Listener Toria is, of course, making reference to the Trump ban on travel from Muslim-majority countries, including Syria. How the heck do Syrians interpret what might be a new U.S. mission in Syria, especially after 6 years of inertia? Rina Shanawani came to the U.S. as a refugee from Syria in 2011. She's the founder of Refugee Outreach International, which works with Syrian refugees in her home state of New Jersey. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Great to be back, John. Thank you.
So, Rina, how do you interpret what's going on? I mean, what's your reaction emotionally to Donald Trump speaking from Mar-a-Lago?
I think the words that he chose were profound, presidential, beautiful, and seemingly on the surface, extraordinary. I think while Syrians were listening to him, who are stuck in this conflict, I think that they were crying tears of relief, tears of joy, and I think that they felt this is an amazing, extraordinary, historic moment in the narrative of this entire war, which has been going on for 6 years. I think as well that there is a fear of what's going to happen next. Are things going to get escalated? Are things going to finally wrap up after all this time? And as well, is all of this just a hypocritical display for this entire world that's watching? Is this all about what's happening to him domestically to be able to show that he is a strong leader and he is going to do the things that he says that he's going to do?
How do you respond to that cynicism from one of our listeners that the ban would have meant those 70 sadly killed Syrians would not have been allowed into the U.S.?
People are very doubtful. People are very doubtful that, is this genuine? Were the strikes, did they really genuinely hit what they said was hit? Some people are saying in Syria that the whole airfield there was emptied and that the green light was given for Russia to pull out. So this whole thing was orchestrated for media spin. On the other hand, once again, people are delighted. People are saying too little too late. We wish this had been done under the Obama administration a few years back.
Rena, you came to the U.S. in 2011. How are you different from the people who are left behind? And emotionally, what was it like to see the president from Mar-a-Lago?
I think I'm different in that I have a bit of safety when I'm here. I have American citizenship in addition to Syrian, and so therefore my being here is not subject to any kind of threat of being removed or anything like that. When I was watching the president last night, I had a bucket of tears coming down my face, and I was mopping them up. It was really moving, the words that he chose. And it's hard for me to say anything positive about this particular president, but the words that he chose in isolation were indeed very moving. And I think what he's done was historic and extremely substantial and an enormous shift in the entire narrative of what's been happening so far.
What should happen next? I mean, you call relatives. I have friends who have friends in Raqqa, where there's a war going on right now. I ask every single day, are they okay? Are they okay? And so far, so good. So far, so good. How do you go from today to the future?
That's an excellent question. People are panicked. People are worried that there's going to be an enormous escalation. And my suggestion of what to do next is to dry up the country of all military operations from both the direct powers that are playing this game plus the indirect proxy powers that are playing a game with the Syrian people and their lives, 500,000 dead, 10 million displaced, 6 years, and there's no end in sight. This could be fixed just by drying up the country from all the military operations and players that are playing this ridiculous game. And I appreciate the one thing that he did say was that he called on all civilized countries to take the lead in ending this war, and it's about time. And when a new regime is going to take over, when this war does end eventually, a a lot of discussions are being had outside the country and trying to groom specific leaders to take over. But the bottom line is that what people want, and this all boils down to what the people want, this is how it started and this is how it has to end, is that a strong parliament needs to be in place with representatives democratically elected by the people, which was already in place before, and it just needs to be re-implemented and just given more power this time moving forward. And that's what needs to happen for the people.
Rena, I mean, can you be both a skeptic and a believer in whatever policy is going to emerge out of this? Explain to me how you can have both feelings at once.
So we have no choice but to be skeptical at this point. It's been 6 years of this war going on, and it's escalated and gotten more complicated. We started off with a simple civil war between a group of rebels who were demanding democracy and a regime, and it's gotten to escalate at so many levels now. You have so many players, and it's a proxy war, and it's a game. It's a game of chess. You have America, Russia, Jordan, Turkey, Qatar, Iran, Saudi Arabia, all having roles to play in this. And it all boils down to the dollar and who's profiting from this. And if all of that could come to the surface and those discussions can be had and countries can really take responsibility for what's happening and bring all the complicated unspoken layers and really deal with this, then this war can end. And it's really sad that the value of the Syrian life feels like it is not as valuable as Western lives. That's what's being said in the Middle East. And this was being said as well during the Rwanda war, which went on for 4 years, and the Kosovo war went on for a year and a half. So this is not a new narrative that's being spun. It's now 6 years for the Syrian people, and where is everybody? Why isn't more being done and faster?
Drying up the country of military materiel, drying the tears of all the tragedy and horror that's gone by over the last 6 years. Thanks to Rana Shanawani, who came to the U.S. in 2011. And good luck decoding what's going to be happening in the future.